If you can get a pumpkin spice latte in August, then it's not too early to start talking about the Oscars. The Toronto International Film Festival is the unofficial kickoff of the awards race, with big prestige films starting to pick up buzz. This year, those include First Man, a retelling of the Apollo 11 mission.
Neil, if his flight is successful, you'll go down in history. What kind of thoughts do you have about that?
We're planning on the flight being successful.
A film adaptation of James Baldwin's novel, If Beale Street Could Talk.
I love you. You know that.
I do. And I understand what you're going through because I'm with you.
And the heist film with a twist, Widows.
After this job, we're done. We have 3 days to look and move like a team of men.
NPR's Bob Mondello and Linda Holmes just got back from Toronto. They're here in the studio now to talk through some of the highlights. Hey there, Bob.
Hey.
Hey there, Linda.
Hey.
I want to start with the headliners that we were just talking about. Of those three films we just mentioned, which is Oscar worthy?
Yeah, I personally think they all are. Now, we'll get to the one Bob and I disagreed on. But I think Bob and I both loved Widows, which stars Viola Davis as this unconventional crime boss. Liam Neeson is in it. Colin Farrell is in it. There's a lot of great stuff in that movie. It's very exciting and also a very good film.
And the big question is whether it's viewed as Oscar material or a genre picture, because it's so exciting as an action film.
It's nice to hear the two things are married now.
It's true.
Okay. Also, the film from Moonlight director Barry Jenkins, If Beale Street Could Talk. Why are people excited about this one?
It's so gorgeous. It's a love story, but it's James Baldwin. So it's also tough and it's angry and it's all kinds of other things. But I wrote in my notes about it that it was probably the most I have ever believed love on screen.
I can't even believe you're saying this. You've seen a trillion movies.
I have seen a couple.
You being real right now.
It was amazing.
Okay. It sounds like we are building up to the one where you disagree.
Yes.
And so, this is the Neil Armstrong movie. And I have to say that usually it is catnip to do a biopic.
Movies, space movies,
yeah, it's
biopics.
Like space, hero, and young actors do this because this is how you get an Oscar.
Well, and the director is Damien Chazelle, who directed La La Land. So if you sense that you're leading up to a Barry Jenkins versus Damien Chazelle showdown, which also led to the incredibly dramatic Oscar night when one of them won and then the other one won Best Picture, I really liked First Man. Ryan Gosling plays Neil Armstrong. I think the movie is terrific. It's about masculinity to me, and he's sort of a stoic, but also is doing this incredibly exciting thing. Bob, on the other hand, was
okay,
wrong.
Bob's here to speak.
Bob, on the other hand, was wrong.
Yeah.
All of that, actually, I agree with. The problem is that stoicism thing. It means that the emotion in it, it keeps being tamped down, and I wanted it more to the fore.
Isn't that what the swelling music is supposed to do
the
in space
swelling,
movies?
There's a lot of swelling movie music. This is amazing.
All right. I want to talk about one movie that everybody is talking about, and that is A Star is Born, Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga. Is it as good as everyone thinks or hopes that it might be?
I think it is. I really loved it. I think it's very, it is a melodrama, but I think if you need to see Lady Gaga sing La Vie en Rose in a drag bar, and who doesn't, this is the movie for you. It's romantic. It's sad. I really, really liked it.
I want to ask you about a bigger story going on in Hollywood this past year, the sexual assault allegations against Harvey Weinstein and others in the industry, mainly because this is the kind of festival where his films would have taken center stage in the past, right? Mm-hmm. The launching of Oscar season, Oscar campaigning. Yeah. Did any of the films address the Me Too movement?
There is a documentary called This Changes Everything, which is about sexism in Hollywood. And it has a kind of a postscript about this, but I think you'll see more direct treatment of it on screen as time goes on.
Yeah, it's a little early still. It takes about a year and a half to 2 years for a film to make it through the pipeline and actually get onto the screen. So I think it's a little too soon for that.
You know, I've seen the list of the movies you guys saw in Toronto. Yours is about 4 pages long, Linda, with notes. Was there anything else you loved?
I really loved a film called Can You Ever Forgive Me, which stars Melissa McCarthy as a real woman who did a bunch of literary letter forgeries. It's funny, but also really sort of touching.
Bob?
I think we were both nuts about a film called Roma by Alfonso Cuarón. And then there's this other foreign film called Capernaum, which is about a kid in Lebanon who sues his parents for bringing him into a world so awful. It's really powerful.
That's NPR film critic Bob Mondello and the host of NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour, Linda Holmes. Thank you to you both.
Thank you, Audie.
Thank you.